Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. And we got a big show for you ahead. Very, very big show for you ahead today. I do want to let you know my kids are going to be doing this lemonade stand on Sunday for Sunday's Kids to raise money for kids with cancer. So if you're in the Mount Laurel area by Laurel Acres between 11 and 1, stop by. And you can get some delicious lemonade. I think it'll be delicious. I trust my wife's lemonade skills better than anyone. And the other point, too, is that the Dr. Phil interview with Trump is blowing up. There's so many things that he said, but he also won over a lot of members of the audience, too. Some people that were on the fence about him won him over. And it was a great chat that they had, so I'm going to play some audio of that for you. And Disney, this is very interesting now. Disney basically admits defeat to DeSantis. Outkick.com had this story. The Walt Disney Company engaged in one of the most unnecessary public battles in recent corporate history when it announced its intention to interfere in the Florida legislative process. Employee and progressive pressure over the state's parental rights and education bill led to Disney putting out an embarrassing statement criticizing common sense protection for children. Well, there was a big lawsuit, firestorm, back and forth with DeSantis, and now Disney has cleared the way for a massive $17 billion investment in Florida. They're going to be expanding Walt Disney World, $17 billion. It could build a new park in Florida. And the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District voted on Wednesday to unanimously approve Disney's investment plan over the next 10 to 20 years. Well, there'll be an additional vote to come. It effectively clears the way for the entertainment conglomerate to make significant capital investments, according to an agenda published by the Oversight Board, which could include a fifth theme park at Disney World property and likely lead to additional retail and hotel construction. So, thought that was a very interesting development for you right there. I don't think there'll be apologizing to Governor Ron DeSantis anytime soon. But nevertheless, they are still investing in Florida. They're not leaving. They're not packing up and going anywhere. And they'll still be raising their prices on everybody who wants to go and enjoy the park. No doubt about it. So I always tell you, if you want a great family vacation this summer, Cape May is the place to be. The Grand Hotel of Cape May will be there live for our next live show on June 21st. So come out and join us for that. It's going to be a great time. We'll have a lot of fun. And I want to remind you that June 25th is our next Talk Radio 1210 WPHT Politics and Pints event. We are going to be hosting, I will be hosting, Jack Carr, number one international bestseller, New York Times bestselling author Jack Carr. His new book, Red Sky Morning, James Reese Saga Continues. Jack is a great guy, a great friend, and I'm excited to be back in person with him for this next for his next book. So that's going to be on June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHT.com, and you can get your tickets today. So do it, because the event will sell out. The event's going to sell out. It always does. Jack's incredibly popular, so you don't want to wait on this. Reach out today. Get your tickets now at Talk Radio at 1210WPHT.com, Talk Radio 1210WPHT.com. All right, and as I think about it, too, the event is going to be fun because Jack's a former Navy SEAL. So there's a lot we can talk about with regards to the military. There's a lot we can talk about with regards to our national security. I share with you yesterday his statements on D-Day and his reminder to everybody about what General Eisenhower put out as the message to all the people that were about to, you know, free Europe. I mean, free Fortress Europe on D-Day. And Biden's shameful political pandering yesterday, Biden's shameful political pandering today in D-Day in Normandy, it's a disgrace. But he also plagiarized some parts of Ronald Reagan's speech. So Clay Travis and Buck Sexton put this video out, which I'll play with for you in a little bit. It's some side-by-side comparisons of Biden and Reagan. And you'll notice a lot of similarities there. So that's something. I played you a lot of Reagan's speech yesterday. Again, if you haven't heard the whole thing, I highly recommend that you do. But it's one of the absolute best speeches ever. It really is. It's a phenomenal speech. But it turns out Biden, shockingly enough, plagiarized some of that. Isn't that something? Yes, I know. We're all shocked. But the shameful pandering of him trying to push Ukraine is just ridiculous and outrageous. But joining me now on the show is the Republican nominee for the United States Senate for the great state of New Jersey, Curtis Bashaw. Curtis, how are you?
I'm great, Rich. How are you? Good to be here.
Good to have you. And congratulations on winning the nomination.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great process, and we're happy with the voters' decision.
So let's talk about the battle plan here. What's the game plan to get you to be the first Republican elected to the U.S. Senate in New Jersey since the 1970s?
Well, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing, and that's talking to all New Jersey voters, going across the state and taking the message that, you know, the Republican Party right now has the issues on its side as it relates to what's concerning New Jersey voters, between the inflation that we're suffering, between the border security issues and law enforcement support, the whole idea of parental rights, and the fact that we want opportunities again in our state. You know, New Jersey was a state where people came for jobs. They moved here for jobs. Those jobs have left over the years, and people are moving out of New Jersey. And we need to restore the opportunity that everyone wants by unshackling business from overregulation and getting back to building stuff, making stuff, and having a business friendly environment.
Now let's talk about obviously the issue that everybody is thinking about. Can we flip New Jersey red? I mean, the Wildwood rally with President Trump was massive. He thinks that we've got a great shot here. He wins New Jersey, you win New Jersey. Can it be done?
Yes, it can be done, because the independents and the Democrats are similarly upset with the same issues that we're struggling with across the state. And they're ready for change. They're completely ready for a new paradigm for our state. The Democratic monopoly has not worked. New Jersey is 49th in what we get back from the federal government. The Democrats have had the Senate for 52 years, and people want change. They do. And it's not your grandmother's Democratic Party anymore. I mean, it's a radicalized party with an agenda that is out of step with where most New Jersey voters are.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you even got people like John Fetterman coming out and saying, I'm not a progressive, I'm a Democrat. He's trying to distance himself from the Democrat Party.
He is, and a lot of Democrats are. And I think that, you know, Andy Kim's record of voting with the squad every time, of being a very member of the progressive caucus, he is out of step with New Jersey's voters. And when people understand his voting record, one, two, his sort of tepid productivity as a member of Congress, two bills, and then the fact that, you know, we're a business person, we're from outside of government, we are on the front lines of the economy creating 1,000 jobs over 35 years. And, you know, public service is good, but all citizens are engaged in public service, and I don't believe there's a better social program than a job. And so he's never signed the front side of a paycheck. He's a bureaucrat versus a businessman. And you throw Menendez into the mix here, and we've got a party boss and an insider par excellence. And we think that the contrast between our candidacy and the other two that are in this race is going to be something that New Jersey, that attracts New Jerseyans to vote for us.
That's an important point you make, Curtis Bashaw. I mean, Senator Bob Menendez is running for re-election. He's running third party. That could absolutely affect the vote that Andy Kim gets as the U.S. Senate candidate in the Democrat side. No doubt about that. People should realize that, because Menendez does not want to go away, and he's fighting like hell to keep that. So that's important. But I think it's also important to realize what you said about how Andy Kim votes with the squad. The lunatic squad, I mean, they are really in charge now. They're actually angry. The fake executive order that Joe Biden just pushed out, they're actually angry with him over that. And that executive order does nothing to secure our border.
Well, that executive order effectively puts into place that 2,500 or whatever the number was, illegals can come in every day before we even think about closing our border. So it's not an executive order that does anything to solve the problem that we're facing. And yet at the same time, you're correct. Their party is fractured and split. And even that attempt to have a window dressing on border security, raise their ire, is something that shows how far left that the controlling group in that party has gone.
Okay, and that controlling group also wants to destroy America's energy independence. I mean, today the Biden administration just announced new rules on, it's effectively going to kill the internal combustion engine. New rules now to try to push these EVs. And we've talked about this before, Curtis, because you own Congress Hall, which is a beautiful hotel in Cape May, New Jersey. The windmills, the wind turbines they want to do. President Trump said on day one he will kill that project. He will end it. It ends. But if it doesn't end, that means that the entire coast that we love so much is going to be forever destroyed, and America's energy independence is going to be destroyed with it.
Well, energy independence is one of the issues that New Jersey voters are scratching their heads about. Why would we raise our energy rates by putting in these costly windmills that are environmentally challenged? They leak oil. They're not technologically sophisticated. The life expectancy of them isn't that long. And it's just an absurdity that is sort of a nod to the green agenda without doing anything to make New Jerseyans' life better. And to threaten our shore economy and our shore environment, which is a huge driver of the economics of our state, shows just how far people will go on an agenda that is motivated by politics and not by what's good for the citizens. I think this issue, you know, I would support President Trump's initiative 100%. There's other clean, green technologies that need to be supported that would be transformative to our energy cost and production, but it's not windmills. That's just something that's going to give foreign companies control of our shoreline and threaten our economy and threaten our enjoyment and threaten the environment.
Yeah, no question about it. How do you think the impact of the trial on Trump, the conviction, all of that? I mean, what have you been hearing from voters? I think it's backfiring on Democrats big time.
I agree with you. You know, our Pledge of Allegiance says it in the last line, with liberty and justice for all. And justice was to be blind. It's often depicted as a woman with a blindfold on. And the point is that one of the most foundational, unifying, and strengths of our country was that we had a judicial system that was neutral, fair, where we had due process and the presumption of innocence. To weaponize it, to politicize it, is a travesty to our American values. And I think voters sense that what's happened to President Trump with these trials and the number of indictments and the instructions to the jury and the prosecutor running for office on a platform of going after President Trump doesn't smell right. And I think that the appeal will prove that this was a manipulated situation for headlines in the short term. And I think the voters will defeat that conviction in November.
I think you're right, and I certainly hope so, because we cannot have a weaponized justice system. We can't have a weaponized Department of Justice. It's just it's something we have to rein this in, and it's scary to think about how they're literally trying to put the Republican nominee in prison. It's scary. It's just not America. It doesn't feel like America to me. But there's a lot of things that don't feel like America to me these days. I mean, the fact that, you know, we're listening to Joe Biden in Normandy talking on D-Day about, you know, Ukraine. I mean, it's like we've kind of lost it here as a country. We got to get back to America first, and we have to be able to deal with putting America first and not the world. And I think, Curtis, that's one of the things you talked about in the campaign quite a bit.
Well, I will say this. You know, I flew to the border the other week, and I was reminded again of that safety video or exercise that happens at the beginning of every flight in our country. And they say that if the oxygen mask comes down, you have to put it on your own face before you help the person next to you. And we do have to be strong at home first. We have to make sure America is strong. We can't have endless wars. We need accountability with our help. I'm not for abandoning our allies. I'm not for giving Putin a free pass into touching NATO. At the same time, we've got to focus, and that's why we need a secure border. When we were down there and we watched 60 people come across the border between 12:30 at night and 2:30 in the morning, they were from Syria. They were from China. They were from Ecuador. We talked to them. We watched them walk through a hole in the wall. And seeing it firsthand was just crystallized the absurdity of this policy. And it doesn't make any sense. You lock your door at night when you go to bed. You leave your back door. You close your back door. We have our back door open. There's a light on for folks to come in, and they're welcomed. And it's a policy that needs to be stopped immediately. Border security is not a partisan issue. It is fundamental to a sovereign nation to have a secure border and to have rules and regulations about those who can come and go. That's not a biased thing. That's just what countries do. And the fact that we haven't been doing this is crazy. And I understand why Americans are upset that we're not paying attention to our own backyard, and yet we're sending, you know, billions of dollars overseas. So it's an issue that is an important one for us to discuss and to solve.
Yeah, well said. The endless wars have to stop, no doubt about it. Curtis, where can people learn more about you and your campaign?
Curtis Bashaw for Senate.com. We are very excited about this primary. People around the country are now taking notice of our race. The fact is, Andy Kim is beatable as an opponent. The magic of a 52-year hiatus between Republicans having a Senate seat for me as a doer and as an underdog, that's the greatest challenge. Muhammad Ali said, you know, impossible is not a fact. It's a dare. And I believe that this is a moment in time. We're going to have record turnout, I believe, this fall, especially if Republicans are disciplined and unite as a party from the top to the bottom and work together to get out the vote. but we should be able to take the seat back, and we're going to work every single day to do that for all of New Jersey.
Curtis Bashaw, thanks for joining me today. Congratulations on becoming the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate. I wish you the best of luck in November. We'll do everything we can to help you get over the finish line.
Thanks, Rich. Great to be here. Thank you very much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here today, and that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I just want to make this point. Look, we have primaries, they're over, and then we have nominees. And we got to either support the nominee or not support the nominee. But I'm telling you right now, whether you backed Bashaw in the primary, he's going to be a hell of a lot better than having a Democrat in the Senate. And if we want to flip the Senate, he's got to win. And McCormick's got to win in Pennsylvania. And I feel like I have to say this after every primary. As people, no candidate's perfect, ever. And people back different people, and you know, and then they oh, I don't know if this person's going to be good. It doesn't matter. It's a choice. It's a binary choice here. You have a binary choice. Do you want a Democrat in the U.S. Senate, or do you want a Republican in the U.S. Senate? That's it. That's the choice. The primary is where you battle it out to see who your person is. Once that's over, you back the nominee. Period. You have to. Otherwise, the Democrat's going to win, and then the chances of the Republicans taking control of the Senate is going to be very, very difficult. And we have a real chance here to do that. We really do. There's a real strong possibility that the Republicans could take control of the U.S. Senate. McCormick wins, if Bashaw wins, and Trump, just again, just to make this point, I mean, he thinks he can flip some of these blue states. I've been in politics a long time, and I've noticed that one of the things is that you never know. You just never, ever know where things are going to go and how things are going to play out. But there's a lot of people shifting their positions on Trump, a lot of them. I'll prove that point to you. Here's a Dr. Phil show. Here's a clip of a woman who was on with Dr. Phil. This is, you know, they did this big interview. Then he did a support group, or not a support group, a focus group. And he asked a number of questions of people. And here's just a woman who said that she had one feeling on Trump, and her opinion is now changing, and that they feel that the media has been lying to them about him. She's a black woman. She voted for Biden in 2020. Take a listen.
So watching your interview today, I think it actually gave me an interpretation that I never had of him before. And us not seeing him more, it actually kind of hurts people on judging him. I guess if that's what the media wants to do, then they're doing a very good job at it.
Yeah, you bet. All right.
I was just thinking about when they ran the first time together, or the second time, and President Biden won. I have a lot of Republican friends and a lot of Democratic friends. I'm kind of neutral, but they talked about good versus evil. And I thought, well, we're not really in a Disney movie, so I don't understand. You may not like him. I get that. But now, 4 years later, the same people I know that have said these things say, I'm really upset with my 401k. I'm upset when I go to the grocery store. And they're all voting for Trump now. So it's and on the TikTok thing, I do get on TikTok, and most of the people I have followed off and on, their TikToks have been taken down if they have anything about Trump. And I just think this is bias. And so that doesn't help his case at all. They just see one side.
Yeah. Does that bother you that they're taking stuff down because it has that in there? Uh-huh.
Yeah. See that? It's they are like TikTok took down the ads promoting the interview with Dr. Phil. Like, crazy. And it's stupid stuff. And there's another voter, too. This guy, I love this part of the interview when he confronts this guy who is named, I forget his name, Keith or something like this. This guy on Dr. Phil, see if I can find the clip here, Matt DeSanct, the traitorous. So here it is. He shuts down here this guy, a Trump critic. This is cut number 9.
Great interview. Saw a side of him I hadn't seen before. My name is Keith.
I know your name's Keith.
We've got a
meeting this way.
Yes, sir. I know it. I'm that bad penny. I keep showing up,
Just keep showing up.
I still have a problem with voting for somebody for president that is a convicted felon. And I don't know how to overcome that.
That is what?
That is a convicted felon.
Yeah.
That's trouble for me. I don't think that somebody in that capacity should be allowed to run for president. But the rules are the rules.
Well, that's right. And in fact, that goes to our first question on the poll. Let's look at that. The first question was asked, I would vote for a convicted felon for president of the United States. 91% say yes. And then Keith and a few stragglers say no. So 91% of the people say yes. And I don't know if that's because they think that's kind of a bogus conviction or if they think it's a white-collar conviction or something. That's something we need to drill down more on. But 91% of the people say they would.
Yeah. So things are changing in a big, big way. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Robert's in Ben Salem. Robert, how are you?
Hi, Rich. How you doing? It's good to talk to you today. I had two questions, one tongue-in-cheek since it's Friday, but the first one was pursuant to your poll about whether Biden would run again and what they would do with Kamala. And I know that the Supreme Court's been bandied about, but it occurs to me that if Newsom were to run, there would be a governor spot open in California. And what do you think the odds are that she could be lulled into taking that, go get some executive experience and run for president down the road or whatever they want to tell her? What do you think about that?
I think that California law does not require him to step down to run. Maybe he would, but the problem is there'd be a big primary. They'd have to control it. And I think it still makes the Democrat
in California wish they would in California.
And it seems like the Democrat Party would still face backlash for pushing aside the first black woman for a white guy. Because, again, it's all woke identity politics with these people, you know.
Yeah, I think that if they included Michelle Obama on the ticket and people thought, oh, Obama's back, that might ameliorate some of that angst they feel about losing Kamala. But that's just my opinion. I just wanted to ask you that.
Yeah.
My second question is, now that these idiots have convicted him on felonies that they can't tell us, how do they know what the sentencing guidelines are?
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
How do they know what the sentencing guidelines are if they can't even tell us what the crime is? We don't know what it was, but he's going to get 32 to 67. I mean,
my buddy David Gelman, who's the attorney who's been on the show a few times, he doesn't think that we're going to get to a sentencing date for that very reason.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but. So I'm optimistic that prediction will come true. Robert, have a great weekend, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate listening very, very much. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm way over here. 855-839-1210. But I got to do what I got to do, Matt. I got to do. What?
Oh, you're in the clear. You don't have to do anything right now.
I'm in the clear?
Yeah, you're good.
It never happens.
No, you're
fantastic.
Ahead.
All right, coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I cannot get enough of this clip. And the best part about it is that you watch it, and Dr. Phil is just trying to sit there and not smile. And he's like a Cheshire cat. He's just sitting there trying to hold in his grin because he's a psychologist. He doesn't want to participate in this kind of mocking of somebody's appearance. But he really, it's fun to watch. But take a listen.
These are not stupid people. I call him Watermelon Head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen, how it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. Then people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. It's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing. These are bad people.
Well, I just can't. I'm going to put that as my ringtone, I think.
It's also a very accurate depiction of Adam Schiff, I think. He really does have a watermelon head. I had never thought about it until Trump referenced it.
No. I mean, they always call him Pencil Neck. Rush called him Pencil Neck Schiff. And then I'm also reminded of the kid in So I Married an Axe Murderer with the giant head. Heed with the orange on a toothpick. Matt Rooney, do you think that it's fair to say Adam Schiff's head looks like a watermelon? Whoa, what's going on back there?
I would have gone with papaya or coconut, something that's kind of a little fuzzy. And a little more contour. I mean, who am I to disagree with the 45th and 47th president of the United States? But, you know, that would have been my two cents.
What does your daughter think?
She doesn't know what she thinks. I'm just trying to keep her a Republican. That's what it boils down to. I'm terrified that she's going to grow up, realize who her father is, and hate me. So that's where all the effort's going over the next 20 years.
I got news for you. She's definitely going to hate you, but it's not because you're a Republican. It's for many other reasons.
There's plenty of reasons to dislike me. DeSantis could probably do 3 hours on that. So you didn't even have to be my kid.
So Matt Rooney is, of course, the host of The Matt Rooney Show, which you can hear every Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHE. He's also the creator and the editor of SaveJersey.com. It's a must-read site. So I wanted to get you on to chat about a couple things. First of all, I want to wish you congratulations, because next week you, Matt Rooney, are going to be named the new president of the Camden County Bar Association. Congratulations.
Another sign of the apocalypse, Mr. Scioli. Thank you very much. That's right. There are Republican lawyers, and occasionally they're in bar associations. And so we're very excited about that. We're going to have a good party over on Cooper River, the Cooper Boathouse. All the proceeds go to our foundation, which does some good work. But maybe that is the moral for your audience, right? Like there's more diversity of opinion in the legal community than one might otherwise think, as evidenced by my existence.
Yeah. I didn't even realize you were a lawyer, so this is huge.
Yeah, you know, another one. Well, I try to hide it from the audience, right? There's such, you know, justified prejudice sometimes against attorneys, because we do we do a lot of harm. And look, I mean, every day on your show, Reggie, and you've been doing as good a job discussing it as anybody else, lawyers are doing a lot of harm in these Trump lawfare prosecutions. But we got to remember, on the other side of the table are defense attorneys that are trying to defend the Constitution. So there's a little yin and yang in there in my profession.
Let's talk about, first of all, New Jersey and overall, talk to me about Bashaw. I just had Curtis Bashaw on earlier in the show. Were you surprised that he won the nomination considering that Trump had endorsed Christine Serrano Glassner?
I wasn't, because what I've been saying to people for weeks, Rich, is that if a Trump endorsement falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, it doesn't make a noise. And that's really what happened here. Yes, he said it on a stage at a rally in Wildwood where he endorsed Christine Glassner, that he was going to back her. But it was a few weeks before the campaign, and it's a 90-minute speech full of jokes, commentary, calling people watermelon heads and other things. You think anybody picked up on the endorsement? Only the nerds, like myself and you and our friend, my friend David Wildstein over at the New Jersey Globe. We were all talking about it. I don't think it penetrated, and she raised no money. I think in the first quarter, Rich, and this is going to, you know, really shock your conscience as a former Republican county chair, she raised like 36 grand that wasn't her own money for U.S. Senate campaign. I mean, that's, you know, you raise more than that for a commissioner race, right? So she had no money to amplify it. It came in too late to make a difference. Bashaw, on the other hand, I think he gave himself a $500,000 loan, 600 grand, something like that. I got maybe four or five pieces of mail from the guy. Nothing from Glassner. One text right after the rally saying Trump endorsed me. Money still matters in politics. Sometimes it doesn't if the candidate's dynamic enough, but it usually still does.
Yeah, it was funny because I didn't think she capitalized on that endorsement whatsoever. I think I saw a couple commercials on like streaming on the internet or something like that, but it was sort of lost. I didn't know what happened either at the rally until I saw the chairman of the Cape May County Republican Party, Mike Donohue, at his after party, and he told me that happened, and I said, oh, I didn't even notice. And I watched the whole rally. I mean, as best I could. There were a lot of listeners who were at Mulligan's Shore Bar watching it, as you know, but I was lost on it. The other thing is that everybody's making a big deal that they voted for a dead guy. But, I mean, it's Jersey. We vote for dead people. Dead people vote. Dead people get elected. You know, the only thing is, like I've said before, dead Democrats vote, dead whales don't vote, which is why the Democrats don't care about these wind turbines killing all the whales and dolphins. But, I mean, it's really not that big of a deal, right, that Payne got nominated even though he was dead?
It's the least crazy thing that's happened in New Jersey politics in the last 30, 40 years, right? I mean, no. I mean, of all the things that happen on a daily basis in New Jersey politics, it's not that bizarre. And also, I mean, for better or for worse, that's a highly gerrymandered seat. There's only one seat in New Jersey that is truly competitive, NJ7, where Tom Kane Jr., the former governor's son, is trying to hold on this year against a verified lunatic, Sue Altman, who, just Google it if you've never heard of her. I mean, if there's a wacky defund the police style position that could be taken, she's taken it. So, I mean, it's a deep blue seat anyway. It's not moving. It's kind of a non-event. And you're right, you know. I mean, the Democrats traditionally in New Jersey and elsewhere only care about constituencies they think they can get votes for. Babies don't vote. That's why they're fine with aborting them, you know. The elderly that were in those nursing homes weren't voting for them anyway, so they didn't care about saving them during COVID. And Flipper and Shamu do them no good, so they're fine sacrificing them on the altar of green energy so they can make a buck. Tale as old as time.
Tale as old as time is certainly no question about it, Matt Rooney. No question about it. The other point, too, as the editor of SaveJersey.com, what I wanted to ask you was, it seems like the momentum that's building for Trump after this trial, and Trump thinks he can win Jersey. If he does, obviously, that means Bashaw wins. That means the state goes red. It also sets up nicely for the governor's race next year in 2025. But we have not won. New Jersey has not gone red in a presidential election since what? Was it Reagan? Is it that far back?
So the last time we won New Jersey with a Republican presidential nominee was 88. So Bush Sr.'s first time around. Bush the first. Yep, against Dukakis. If you couldn't beat Dukakis, you know, who can you beat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So that was the last time. And then we haven't won a Senate seat since before Watergate. It's got to be one of the longest droughts in, I was going to say, New Jersey politics. I think politics anywhere. So could it happen this year? I mean, yeah, with Menendez on the ballot, splitting the vote in a three-way contest, it's entirely possible. And that's part of the reason why this race is getting renewed attention. It's also why you're getting these silly takes about it somehow being a rejection of Trump, that his endorsed candidate didn't win. To your point, we were talking about it here on the Zeoli Show. No one even knew he endorsed her. So it's completely irrelevant. You're going to get
that,
more.
But the guy who was backing, I mean, Bashaw's, the head of his campaign is Mike Testa. Senator Mike Testa is the head of Trump's campaign in New Jersey, and Mike Donahue, the county chairman in Cape May County, is backing Trump. As is the chairman of the Cumberland County Republican Party, who I just mentioned, Mike Testa. He's backing Trump. As is the chairman of the Atlanta County Republican Party, Don Purdy. He's backing Trump. They all backed Bashaw. I mean, I think it's, you know, and people forget that Susan Glassner's husband works for Trump. So he kind of really didn't have a choice there. But the people that were behind him are all solid Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and look, I mean, Bashaw, we'll see what kind of campaign he runs, right? I mean, my show, my website, your show, we don't give people a pass just because they're Republicans. If he runs a terrible campaign, he's going to hear about it. But this is not a never Trumper. This is a guy who actually, of any candidate we've had come along a while into New Jersey, kind of ironically has a very Trumpian profile. Yes, he's openly gay. He has a husband. He lives in Cape May. That's what the media fixates on. But here is a tough talking, nonsense hotelier, which is a great word that doesn't get enough usage. It's good he's running it for no other reason for that reason. He's a real estate developer. He's the kind of guy that doesn't take no for an answer and isn't impressed by some of the political elite in the way that many in Washington and Trenton are. So, you know, yeah, I mean, this whole idea that there was an anti-Trump candidate in the race is a little bit of a fallacy. Once again, it's just the media. They're trying to create conflict in our ranks, and it's a more desperate need for them to do that than ever before because they see the polling. They see that Trump is winning. We're winning this thing. It's not over yet. We can still lose, but they're terrified.
Now, the other interesting thing about the U.S. Senate race is the fact that Bob Menendez, who should go to prison, I mean, we've known about his corruption for years. The irony is that guys like us who follow this stuff religiously, we knew Menendez was corrupt, and New Jersey Attorney General's office had all this back in 2019. They did nothing with it. It was only until Menendez stood up to the Biden administration over Iran that they went and actually indicted him, which is exactly what happened the last time when he stood up to Obama about Iran, and they indicted him. So, I mean, everybody knows he's corrupt, but he's running as an independent, and there's no party line anymore where, you know, the party picks the, and so that's out the window. What effect does Menendez have on this as a third party candidate running statewide?
So there was a poll a couple months ago, and yeah, I get it. I mean, polls, you have to discount them to some degree, but I don't want to say it was Emerson University, Emerson College, and they had Menendez polling at 9%. In a race with a generic Democrat and a generic Republican also on the ballot. We didn't know Andy Kim and Curtis Bashaw were going to win at that point.
Right.
9% is a lot. You know, to the uninitiated in politics, you look at 9% and you're like, oh, that's nothing. But, hey, you know what? In that same poll, because he was polling 9%, the generic Republican was only down 5 or 6 points. If Donald Trump is ahead in November and Democrat turnout's not strong and that Republican campaign gets enough investment, 9-10%, that's spoiler level. That's all it would take. And I'll tell you, I mean, on the one hand, I think Bob Menendez has nothing to lose here. Maybe he thinks he can raise money for his legal defense. Maybe it's just pure vengeance. Anyone that knows him would say that he's not above it. Who knows? Maybe he's also hoping for a pardon, right? Yeah. If I play spoiler, maybe someone will look favorably on my application. I'm not saying Trump would do that, but who knows what goes through the mind of a guy who puts tens of thousands of dollars in shirts and boots in his home, you know, to hide it,
yeah,
to hide it from people that might otherwise find it. I mean, we're not talking about a rational, normal human being, right? That thinks like the rest of us. I mean, DeSantis, I don't know. He's a little kooky, but you and I, Rich,
well,
and everybody else in the audience.
Worse than DeSantis, you got to deal with Henry every Sunday night. Is he still your producer?
I think so. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I hear he keeps getting promoted. He's very popular at the station. Docker loves him.
Apparently, being on my show is not a career builder. So I'm happy for him.
I told Greg. I said, "Can you please stop holding Henry back? Let this young bird fly out of the nest and actually achieve something." So I'm glad he sees on that.
Well, the Matt Rooney Show. What do we got coming up this Sunday night, brother?
Well, we're obviously going to be talking about everything that transpired in New Jersey, the primary this week. We've got a few candidates lined up who are on the victorious side of the line. You're going to want to hear from them. I like having people to win on, not just for obvious reasons, right? It's better than talking to losers. But at a time and a space where it's getting more and more difficult for Republicans to win in certain spaces in the Delaware Valley, we need to hear about people doing it the right way. So we're going to talk about that. We'll have the latest on Donald Trump's lawfare prosecutions. It sounds like we're probably not going to get the trial on any of the rest of them by the end of the year.
So you're talking about the trial. Did you, I don't know, and I don't want to catch you off guard here. This literally just happened, but there was a letter from Judge Mersham that just came out. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Matt.
I have not.
Blanche, and it says, the court became aware of a comment that was posted on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page, in which I now bring to your attention. In the comment, the user Michael Anderson states, quote, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted," the celebration emoji. "Thank you, folks, for all your hard work," exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, heart. The judge writes, "The comment, now labeled as 1 week old, responded to a routine UCS notice posted on May 29th, 2024, regarding oral arguments in the Fourth Department of the Appellate Division unrelated to this proceeding. The posting entitled, 'The Appellate Division, Fourth Department, will hear oral arguments this morning at 10, and the comments are both viewable at facebook.com/New York Courts. What does that mean? Break that down for us.
Geez, you know, I'm gonna have to take a look at this thing. Obviously, any sort of communications that a juror may be having before the judge dismisses them after they've rendered their verdict, that's a big, big problem. That's an appealable issue at the very least. I mean, again, I'm spitballing here because I haven't seen this thing yet.
Yeah.
But it could also potentially be criminal if someone is leaking information. So there were already more holes in this conviction of Donald Trump in New York than there are in Swiss cheese. We know this. You've broken it down beautifully on your program. Sounds like the Trump defense may now have yet another avenue of attack. I don't even think they need it to overturn this ridiculous nonsense that got belched out of Manhattan recently. But that may be yet another development that's favorable to the former and future president. So I'm gonna check this out as soon as I'm done with you, my friend. It sounds like this is what I'm going to be doing on Friday night. My poor wife, she's a good person. She deserves to have me around, not with my nose in this nonsense. But
well, I disagree. I think she's more than happy with you keeping your nose in this nonsense on a Friday night. But that's just me. I don't want to speak for her. Our mutual friend. I love you, Rudy. I do. Our mutual friend David Gelman texted. He said the judge could declare a mistrial. Jurors aren't allowed to talk about the case. He literally tells them that every day when they leave. Obviously, one of them did, if not more. They should have been sequestered. So this is a big deal. This is blowing up big time. And on a Friday, no doubt. All right. So last thing I'll ask you then before I let you go to go enjoy your family. And I'm grateful for your time today as we get ready for the Matt Rooney Show coming up Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Last question is, do you think that Biden in D-Day yesterday was the most embarrassing Joe Biden to date? Because I personally do. I think the way he came across in front of the world yesterday was abysmal.
It was terrible. And you know what? It's the juxtaposition of his behavior and the event that we're commemorating, Rich, that I think makes it so much worse. Because D-Day is obviously a commemoration of the greatest generation when they were in their youth, these young, brave men, some of whom lied about being old enough to enlist, to go overseas and fight Nazis and quite literally save the world. So you have that up against what we are currently looking at today, which is an old, corrupt president who barely seems like he has a pulse on his good days, that is actively leading this country towards its decline. So, you know, in some ways, I'm sorry it had to be D-Day as the backdrop. I mean, really, it's the ultimate commercial for the Trump campaign and Republicans this year. D-Day was American greatness at its height. Joe Biden is taking us towards a very different future, one that we know is not just hurting us at here domestically, but also empowering some really bad guys around the globe. So I hate to see it. I just hope the silver lining is that Americans are seeing what you and I are seeing, and it's impacting how they're going to behave in November. We need to make next D-Day not just a commemoration of a very important day in world history, but a celebration of American strength and what it can accomplish for the world. Joe Biden is not that president. We need a new one.
Yeah, well said. And I don't know if he pooped his pants or not, but that rumor's going around. Matt Rooney, have a great rest of your night. And tune in Sunday night to the Matt Rooney Show. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one. See you, Matt.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You want me to do Emmons here?
Yes, please.
I don't know. You're yelling at me to break, so I don't know.
You can squeeze it in. We got a little second here.
I had to shove Rooney off because you're telling me to break. Chelsea Handler, we got to cue up that clip. She's in hot water for telling 50 Cent he can't vote for Trump because he's black. Oof, white-splaining. Cue that clip up. We'll do that when we come back. Just literally, right before I got on the air today, Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, and Catherine, his design specialist, were here at my house with my wife looking at our bathroom because we're finally going to renovate the master bathroom. And I'm excited because they do great work with this. How's the bathroom in your house, by the way? Does it need some renovation? Well, Emmons can renovate your bathroom in 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time. Matt is a great guy. He and his wife, Stephanie, are fantastic friends of ours, very, very close friends. And I trust him. Emmons, the entire company, they do great work. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, and bathroom renovations in as little as 3 days' time. Minimal disruption, but it's going to dramatically improve the value of your home. And look, let's face it. I mean, you know, if the bathroom's outdated and you've been thinking about doing this, they also have financing available as well. So all you got to do is go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, and do it right now and reach out to them. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, the Jersey Shore, and they're going to be doing the bathroom remodel for our home. And I'm excited about it because this thing is dated. It's from the 80s. It's very, very out of date. And I want a modern bathroom. And most importantly, my wife does. And they did it for us in our last home, and she was thrilled. And as they say, you know, if you got you got a happy wife, you got a happy life, right? So do it today. Just go to callemmons.com, callemmons, callemmons.com, or you can give them a call if you like. Their number is 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more, Rich. Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He has a pulse on his good days that is actively leading this country towards its decline. So, you know, in some ways, I'm sorry it had to be D-Day as the backdrop. I mean, really, it's the ultimate commercial for the Trump campaign and Republicans this year. D-Day was American greatness at its height. Joe Biden is taking us towards a very different future, one that we know is not just hurting us at here domestically, but also empowering some really bad guys around the globe. So I hate to see it. I just hope the silver lining is that Americans are seeing what you and I are seeing, and it's impacting how they're going to behave in November. We need to make next D-Day not just a commemoration of a very important day in world history, but a celebration of American strength and what it can accomplish for the world. Joe Biden is not that president. We need a new one.
Yeah, well said. And I don't know if he pooped his pants or not, but that rumor's going around. Matt Rooney, have a great rest of your night. And tune in Sunday night to the Matt Rooney Show. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one. See you, Matt.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You want me to do Emmons here?
Yes, please.
I don't know. You're yelling at me to break, so I don't know.
You can squeeze in. We got a little second here.
I had to shove Rooney off because you tell me to break. Chelsea Handler, we got to cue up that clip. She's in hot water for telling 50 Cent he can't vote for Trump because he's black. Oof, white-splaining. Cue that clip up. We'll do that when we come back. Just literally, right before I got on the air today, Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, and Catherine, his design specialist, were here at my house with my wife looking at our bathroom because we're finally going to renovate the master bathroom. And I'm excited because they do great work with this. How's the bathroom in your house, by the way? Does it need some renovation? Well, Emmons can renovate your bathroom in 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time. Matt is a great guy. He and his wife, Stephanie, are fantastic friends of ours, very, very close friends. And I trust them. Emmons, the entire company, they do great work. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, and bathroom renovations in as little as 3 days' time. Minimal disruption, but it's going to dramatically improve the value of your home. And look, let's face it. I mean, you know, if the bathroom's outdated and you've been thinking about doing this, they also have financing available as well. So all you got to do is go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, and do it right now and reach out to them. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, the Jersey Shore, and they're going to be doing the bathroom remodel for our home. And I'm excited about it because this thing is dated. It's from the 80s. It's very, very out of date. And I want a modern bathroom. And most importantly, my wife does. And they did it for us in our last home, and she was thrilled. And as they say, you know, if you got a happy wife, you got a happy life, right? So do it today. Just go to callemmons.com, callemmons, callemmons.com. Or you can give them a call if you like. Their number is 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.